Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
The Masters of Business present Strictly Business with Brother Bedford, the podcast about money-making marketing, entrepreneurship, and business growth. Now here's your host, Brother Bedford.
Greetings to you and welcome to another episode of the Masters of Business Presents Strictly Business. It's not personal, it's strictly business. I'm your host, Brother Bedford, and I want to thank you once again for sharing with me your most valuable asset, and that is your time. And as always, I want to be respectful of your time, and I'm going to dive right into what I want to share with you today. And in truth, I'm not going to keep you very long today because I just really have a couple announcements for you, special announcements. Well, they're probably special to me. You probably say, well, brother, they're not that special to me. Well, they may be. They can be special to you if you continue to stick with us and use the information that we're trying to provide to you. My mission is to help you to grow your business, to make more money, to live a better life. You know, that's really what this whole entrepreneurship and business is all about, is to have the resources, time to do the things that really matter in your life. And so I think that's a great segue into the breaking news. I wish I had some CNN music right here as I get ready to announce my breaking news. It's done. For the past 60 plus days, actually a little bit more than that, but in terms of just activity, the last 60 plus, don't know the exact number, 65, 64, 66, somewhere up in there, I've been in the process of relocating my entire operation and family out of one state into another state, from Detroit, Michigan to Atlanta, Georgia. And so now the headquarters of my company and what Brother Bedford does is in Atlanta, Georgia. And so that is the breaking news. I'm extremely excited. Yes, we've been able to keep the podcast going, and I've been telling you about some of the things that we're doing, but this is just the first announcement of many things that we have to come. But this was the core, the beginning of it. And we really couldn't do a lot of things until we made this move and once and had to get settled in. And so that's Sports Center. CNN gets something a little different. The breaking news is that Brother Bedford has moved his entire operations and his family to the beautiful state and city of Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm extremely excited not only about the opportunities that are here. A lot of my clients are already in the area, family, mainly friends that are in the area, a lot of contemporaries that I do business with, that I'm looking forward to doing business with. And so I'm extremely excited about the move. And so, yes, we've been able to keep the podcast going from week to week. That's been a plus, and I'm gonna dovetail back into that in just a moment. Yes, we've been able to continue our little social media posting and things like that while we were making this transition. But I've only been able to deal with a handful of select clients while we were making the transition, and so we've been able to do that. But it's not easy to move your entire operations and family. Anybody knows just moving, period, from one house to another is a bear. It's a major task. Moving from one side of town to another is a major task. But to move from one city to another, and I mean, again, across state lines and not just the next state over, I mean, really trekking hundreds of miles, that can be a little bit stressful, time consuming, arduous, dealing with a lot of issues, personalities, the whole nine yards. But it's done. We're officially in Atlanta. And we're about to kick off some new initiatives. But what I really wanted to say to you, I do have one more announcement, but I'll save that towards the end. I told you it was two. So that's the first breaking news. Brother Bedford has moved his entire family and operations to the beautiful state, city and state of Atlanta, Georgia. That's the first thing that I wanted to say to you. But now let me give you the lesson in all of this, and then I'll close out with the last breaking news announcement, okay? The big lesson in this is that when I started the journey that I'm on, and when I say the journey, I'm speaking of the type of business that I'm building. When those of you who know my story, when I went to that conference in Orlando, Florida, and I learned these two major principles or two major components of building businesses and reinventing businesses. One was obviously what many consider direct response marketing, or learning how to effectively market to attract more clients, customers, patients. The other is turning your knowledge, your experience, your expertise, your passion into information, packages, and products and services. And so those two things, which I say are major secrets, money-making marketing secrets that most black businesses don't know. I've been on a mission to teach those things, but in living that, one of the greatest benefits of learning that information and then implementing that information is that it has allowed me to have the type of business that, one, is mobile. I used to brag, say, man, my office, I have 100,000 offices across the United States. And people would look at me and say, wow, how do you have 100,000 offices across the United States? And I said that, you know, wherever there's an internet connection, I'm good to go, because a lot of my work is done virtually. It's done online, not solely. Again, it's 50-50 offline space, but I can run everything online, put it that way. Love to the brick and mortar businesses and things like that. And we'll talk about that in the future. Matter of fact, we're moving fastly towards that. We'll be making those announcements soon as well. But that type of knowledge, understanding those principles, understanding the business models that I preach, has allowed me to have a business like that where, as I just told you, over the last 60 plus days, we've been making this move. But most people did not know. In fact, many people were shocked when I told just a few people. And now I'm making the announcement to the hundreds of thousands and possibly even millions of people who hear my voice. And it's really the lesson that I want to drive home, not that I just relocated, but the message or the lesson that we're trying to drive home is that you have to give yourself permission to create the type of business you want. And so when I went to that conference in Orlando, Florida, it gave me permission, or it opened my eyes to where I was able to give myself permission to create the type of business that many people would look at and say, is that a real business? And you can't do this, and you can't do that. And that just breaks all types of industry norms. There's no way possible. But I'm living proof that you can give yourself permission to create the type of business that you want. And you don't have to do it. And in fact, I encourage and train people not to do it the way that you see the big, large corporations do it. You don't have those resources. You don't have the luxury. There's so many things that are going against you. And in fact, this is why we have such an alarming rate of business failures. And when we talk about the statistics in terms of business failures, we know that it is absolutely worse in the black community. You know, when they say when white people catch a cold, black people get pneumonia. And so when we give these general statistics about business success and entrepreneurship and all of those things, you have to consider the fact that it is in most cases 9, 10, 20, 30 times worse in the black community. So we have to learn to embrace newer business models that will help us to begin to make the types of strides that we want. And so the first key, though, is that you have to give yourself permission to create the type of business you want, because if you try to build businesses based upon the models that you see on television or that some of your larger corporations or even with some of the advice that people are giving you, as a startup, you can't see yourself building that type of business because of all of the resources. And this is why when you have these vainglorious starts, they peter out after so long, because now you start to realize that this is a mountain that is miles high that I have to climb. But when you give yourself permission to build the type of business that you want, it allows you the flexibility and the creativity to build a business around your strengths, your gifts, your passions. And you don't need to be apologetic about that. If you want to work 4 hours a day, work 4 hours a day. But make sure that you understand what you're getting into and that you know what it takes to be profitable or to run a successful business working 4 hours a day or 3 hours a day or 3 days out of the week and taking 4 days off. Now, you hear some of these things and you may think that that is just absurd. That's crazy. But not if you focus on your strengths. Building businesses around your strengths coupled with your passion. The strengths meaning that it gives you an unfair competitive advantage. You know, right? God gives you a particular strength, particular gifts that are unmatched. That's your advantage in the marketplace. That's where you can begin to provide service into the marketplace and let the law of reciprocity kick into where you provide service, whether it's in products or services. And the law of reciprocity states you get compensation. That's another law. That's really the way the law should be phrased, the law of compensation. You put something into the universe or into the marketplace, and the law of compensation says that the value that you put into the marketplace, you receive equal or greater value. Now, if we really go deep with spiritual principles, you know that you plant a seed, but if you do it right, you get multiple the return of the initial seed that you plant. So you have to focus on building a business around your strengths and coupled with a passion or your passion, meaning that the passion is what's going to give you the drive. The stick-to-itiveness, as my big brother Randall Pinkett, I like that term when he told me that, the stick-to-itiveness to keep going when things get rough. You have to be passionate about it, because if you have no passion about it, as soon as you hit the first brick wall, which you will, anybody that tells you that entrepreneurship and business is not filled with barbed wire fences and brick walls and ditches and pits and unexpected roadblocks, if anybody tells you that entrepreneurship is not filled with that, run from them, because they're lying to you. It's no different than life. In fact, I tell people all the time that entrepreneurship or business reflects life. So if you know that you have challenges in life, what makes you think that you won't have challenges in business? The key is to master those challenges in life, which allow you to master your challenges in business. And so you have to have passion, because you will run into those gates and those brick walls. And so if you learn how to focus and build a business around your strengths and your passion, it gives you an unfair competitive advantage. And then it allows you to keep going. And now the other thing that I'm adding to that is some of the principles that we've been teaching you for years. And again, these are not my teachings, again, but these are the things that I espouse to those who follow me, the community that follow me. You have to learn how to keep your business lean, mobile, flexible, so that in the event you want to pick up and move, it's not a major disruption to your life. or to your business. We have to learn how to do that. The days of the huge corporations, it's like being on a big ship. They're kind of inflexible, right? They can't turn on a dime. But when you have a lean business that knows how to properly use technology, that knows how to properly use data and information, you're able to be a little bit more flexible, a little bit more mobile. And so there are times when you may have to stop and start in different locations. But going back to the lesson, you have to give yourself permission to do that. If you don't feel that you can do that or that you're breaking some type of unwritten law, you won't do it. And the reason I'm stating it that way is because I know people who've been stuck in the business and they just can't get these, some of these traditional thinking, I don't know what you want to call them, thinking, I would just call them roadblocks, out of their head. No matter how simple you try to make the business model for them, for some reason they must keep it complicated. And so that's really the lesson I just wanted to share with you today. And I know I don't have any bullet points today, no script or nothing like that. I just wanted to give you the breaking news and know that I've given myself permission to make these types of moves. And if I needed to do it in the future, I want to continue to build the business that will allow me to do that. And so the lesson, again, give yourself permission to create the type of business you want. You can carve out a space to think about what you really want in your life, what you want your life to be like, the type of people you want to work with. That's the other thing that allowed me to come here, is really focusing on the type of people in my industry, in my niche, in my category that I want to work with, that I want to connect with. So that was a big motivating factor in doing that. But you have to think about that for your business, that if you want to work with certain people, if you want to be in certain places, you have to begin to create that type of business. Give yourself permission to do that. Now, is it super, super easy? If you start that way, and if you believe that way, it's no more difficult than building the business the way that you've been building it. It's simply a matter of just, again, giving yourself permission, embracing the fact that you can do it, that you don't need anyone else's permission to write a book, to start a podcast, to create products and services, to get into coaching and consulting, to begin to develop products and services, to do business overseas, to import products from China, to open up Amazon stores. See, here are so many things that you can do, but if you're limited in your thinking, if you're waiting on permission for someone else to say that you can do all of these, I just listed probably 10 things right off the top of my head. If you're waiting on someone else to tell you that you can do this, then you'll be stuck. That's what makes it hard. Now, you do have to work. You do have to get around the right people, begin to absorb the right training, the right resources, get the right type of information that would break you free from those chains or those boundaries, those things that keep us locked in. And so that's the perfect segue into my next breaking news announcement. I was getting ready to do the ESPN thing again. So the first thing that we're doing, actually not the first thing, obviously we got some clients and stuff that we're working with, but the first thing that we're doing openly and in a major way, next month, we're having what's called the Masters of Business Telesummit. I mean, and I've connected with well over 20, 25 of some of the baddest brothers and sisters on the planet who are masters in their sphere of influence, in their industry, in their niches, in their categories. And we're going to be on the phone and I'm going to ask them questions that were submitted to me by some of you to kind of dig deep into what makes them tick, how did their businesses get started, what are they doing, what are their strategies, what are their techniques. So I want to help to give you a resource. I want to give you a resource so that all of these things that I'm talking about, you can see that there are brothers and sisters that are doing it. And so I've connected with them and I want to bring them to you. And it's the Masters of Business Summit. It's going to be next month. And only those who are registered will have the opportunity to listen in to these 25 plus brothers and sisters deliver the secrets to building their million-dollar businesses and their million-dollar cash flows. Nobody else is doing this. I needed to fill the void of what I saw lacking. And I said, there's no stopping me. That's the core. That's the core principle of why we're doing this, because there was a void in the marketplace that could speak to Black people about building the types of businesses that would make us competitive in the 21st century and beyond. That's what this is all about. That's what we're trying to bring to you. And so you have to register. There are going to be multiple ways to register, but the one way that you can register right now is to text The Mob, T-H-E-M-O-B, to 58885. Text The Mob to 58885, and I'll start sending you the lineup and the information and how you can get access to these 25-plus badass brothers and sisters who I'm going to ask the hard questions to make sure that they give you what you need to be a success going forward. So that's all I got for you today. Again, share this information with family and friends, anyone you think may need this information, may need to be on the summit. Make sure you let them know to text The Mob to 58885 so that they can be registered for the Masters of Business Summit. This is your brother Befford, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Strictly Business with Brother Bedford, presented by the Masters of Business. If you like what you heard, do us a favor and subscribe to the show. Leave a 5-star rating and review, and share with those who you may think may benefit from the show, which should be everybody.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only $1 a day, nycvirtualoffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.